Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood. It's Wednesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. We are in 2 Timothy, we are in chapter 4, and we find ourselves in verse 12. Here we find the Apostle Paul engaged in personal relationships. We find him asking Timothy to make every effort to come to him in prison under the death sentence. We find him informing us that a colleague, Demas, had loved the present world and had left him and gone to Thessalonia. Crescens had gone on a ministry assignment to Galatia, Titus on to Dalmatia. Luke was still there with him, and Paul asked Timothy to pick up John Mark and bring him with him because he was useful in ministry. But now he says, let me tell you who else is not here, but he's not here for a reason. Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. Now here is Tychicus, a man that shows up in the epistle as an ever-present part of the team of leaders that Paul had developed, and now he has been sent on in ministry to Ephesus. And then when you come, he says to Timothy, when you come, bring the cloak which I left at Troas with Carpus and the books, especially the parchments. Now, what is he saying there? He wants him to bring a cloak. He said, not only Tychicus do I need, who I've sent to Ephesus, but I also need the cloak, the same cloak that I left at Troas. Isn't it interesting? We not only need personal relationships, but we need physical accoutrements in life. Now, while we don't store up things to worship them and we're going to avoid consumerism, the fact is we're not disembodied spirits and we have physical needs. So he's in prison, probably in the winter time, very likely. He's approaching his death, and clearly his health is suffering. So bring me the comfort of my cloak that he had left at Troas. Note the historicity of God's word. These are real places, real people, real cloaks, and real needs that he has, not only for relationships, but also for a physical instrument like a cloak to comfort him. And then he also says that, I also want you to bring the books. Paul was a learner right to the end. You know, I've said this to people many times, and I want to say it again. If you're a leader in the church, if you're a minister in the church, and if you want to be an effective Christian, you need to be a lifelong learner. Ministers, leaders, and Christians are never people that know it all, but they are people who want to know it all, or at least know as much as the Lord will enable them. So he's got the books. He wants his cloak. He needs to be warm. You can almost see him huddling up in that cloak with the books that he brings as he continues to learn. But when he says, bring the books, he then says this, especially I want you to bring the parchments. Now, it's my opinion he is talking about copies of the Word of God on parchment. He's already mentioned books, but now I think he's talking about the book. He's talking about the Word of God, at least certain elements of the Bible, which would have been his Old Testament, and he wants those. I think he's also referring to perhaps some unfinished letters that he is writing to people as well. So here he is asking for the Scripture, and he is asking for the parchments that might include letters that he is writing, and he wants them to be sent to him so that he can have them as he now faces the end. And he's saying, I finished the fight. Remember, he said, I'm poured out as a drink offering. He understands that. Yet, even with maybe days left, he doesn't know. Maybe a few weeks left, he doesn't know. But one thing he does know, he's a disciple. A disciple is a learner, and he's still learning. He's not only an apostle, he's not only a preacher, he's not only a minister, he's not only an evangelist, he's not only a choice leader in the Church of Christ as a foundation that the Lord has laid through the apostles and prophets as a part of that foundation through which we get the Word of God, but he's also a man who wants to keep learning about the Word of God and from the Word of God, that he can know the God of the Word and make known the God of the Word. He'll never know all about God exhaustively, but he can know God accurately and intimately, and he's a learner all the way to the end. Then he's going to step into eternity. Guess what we're going to do in eternity? We're going to keep learning forever and ever. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.